Hello and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We're so glad that you have decided to join us and the Lord for our message tonight. And anyone who has opened this message from an archived source, we want to let you know we're on a live teleconference call. That means that people will be calling in from all over the place. We're going to give them a couple of minutes to get here and get settled before we begin. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live, our meetings are held each Monday and Friday night at 8:30 Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363 pound. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. You can find us on the web at the same name.com. And if you would like to say hello, those of you who are here already, now's a good time to do that.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, it's Annette. How are y'all doing tonight?
So glad you made it.
Hey,
yay.
That's my bed. Hey, I made it too. Hey. All right, guys. I'm going to mute back out, guys. I'm making a lot of noise going down the road.
Okay, Mitch. Thank you.
Okay, sis. Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Helen.
With you.
Hi, Becky.
I'm glad to be here with everyone.
Oh, glad to have you.
God bless you, and I just come against those stressors that would break down your immune system. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome.
Hey, Miss Vicky.
Anybody else so far want to say hello? We are coast to coast with the Holy Ghost and cross country. Yeah, cross country is like coast to coast is a straight line, cross country is diagonal lines. From Florida to Washington State, from California to Pennsylvania.
Sounds like a song.
Maybe. Who knows? Anybody else want to say hello? Hallelujah. We are on time tonight. I'm going to go ahead and mute your telephones, which means, for those of you who might be new to our line, that means that you can make all the noise you want to in your background, and it will not disturb anybody's line, and you'll still be able to hear clearly. Go ahead. Okay. I have the go ahead. So I'm going to mute your phones. Hold on, please.
Well, good evening and welcome, welcome. We're glad you're here. My name is Phil Burdett, and I'm here with my wife, Vicki, and we are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your true, full identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority, which we certainly need in this day and age. So anything we can do to help you reach that goal, to operate in your full self that was designed by the Lord, the power that he wants to bestow on you, we are glad to help. I'm going to get us started. This is our Monday night teaching, and it is tonight entitled
Having Faith in Our Faith.
Having Faith in Our Faith. And this is part of the book that's entitled
Higher Faith.
Higher Faith.
Greater Power.
Deeper peace.
So
buckle your seatbelts and get ready. We're going to have a good time tonight. God is going to touch your heart. I'm going to pray us in and get us started. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that for your word tonight. We thank you that we are excited and we are growing in you, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory for that, Father. You are a good God. And we bow our knee tonight. We are glad to be here. Lord, just Holy Spirit, just have your way with us tonight. Speak to our hearts in an amazing way that we grow exponentially in your kingdom as you have designed us to do. So Lord, we give you honor and glory this night. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. And in the name of Jesus, I bind any interloper or foul spirit that would try to distort this message in any way, for God's people do not receive the full benefit, the full blessing that it has. And again, we say, Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Here we go. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, as we have already announced, the book will be titled Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. And this is chapter 16. I believe this will be the last chapter. We're wrapping it up. And it is titled, Having Faith in Our Faith, Standing in Patience. We are wrapping up this study in higher level faith. And we've come to the final must-haves that ensure victory in our lives through faith. Moving forward in greater power and enjoying deeper peace requires a renewed discipline in having faith in our faith. In other words, truly believing that what you say you believe, you actually know as truth in your heart. It is not a hope in your mind, but an assurance in your heart that God's faith is in you and works for you. These last insights that we are to absorb will enable us to stand in faith without being anxious or impatient. They're insights about having faith in our faith and standing, no matter what, with patience. Here's the foundation for having faith in our faith. It is the Word of God. The Word of God is our foundation. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:1-5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for this word. Having faith in our faith is having faith in the Christ Jesus and what he has done for us. These scriptures tell us we are born of God because we believe that Jesus is the Christ, which means he is both the anointed one and the anointing. Now, maybe we should explain anointed, because I think the church doesn't really understand the depth of it, what anointing truly means and what it truly is. Now, I'm going to take an aside here from the book. Those of you who are on the line and have been, you understand the anointing because we taught for 7 weeks on it. Hallelujah. And if you missed that, ask me. I'll tell you where to find it. Okay, back to the book. What anointing truly means and what it truly is. We've rightly said that the anointing is always with purpose. We've said this one or that one in ministry is anointed. We've said we can feel the anointing. We've said pastors and leaders are God's anointed. We've said we are God's anointed. We've said certain people are anointed for certain things. So-and-so has a real anointing for this or for that. We said a ton of stuff about the anointing and being anointed. And everything we said is true. But I don't think we've ever said, at least not in depth, what this anointing thing really is. So very briefly, we're going to do our best to do that now.
This is a word study from the Hebrew and the Greek on the words anointed and anointing. What we want to do is establish an understanding by examining these words and their roots. In the Hebrew, the implication of anointed is consecrated or set apart. The way the priests consecrated instruments for use in their assignments from God was to rub them with oil or to paint them. When the word anointed was used in reference to a person, it was a consecrated person, someone who was set apart for God's use, a king, a priest, or a saint, and specifically the Messiah. The anointed one, a certain person whom we know as Christ Jesus, was always a reference to the Messiah.
Amen. Amen.
In its physical sense, anointing is pouring out of oil or perfume over a person. This is how the rulership of a king began. He was anointed with oil and declared to be king according to the word of God by a prophet. Priests also were anointed by oil being poured over them. This was not a little smear like we have in our churches today. This anointing was an outpouring. It was oil being poured from a vessel on the top of the head, a lot of oil. I went to a prophetic meeting one time, and the oil was just dripping, you know, just being poured in great quantities over his hands, and it was dripping off his hands. It was amazing. Psalm 133:2 says, "It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments." In the spiritual sense, we can see being anointed as experiencing an outpouring of the Holy Spirit represented by the oil. This kind of anointing is transferable, which is where we get the concept of impartation. We see examples of this expansion of anointing in several places in Scripture. Numbers 11, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and you will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone. Deuteronomy 34:9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses.
Hallelujah. So we see that anointing is an outpouring of oil or perfume in the physical sense, and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the spiritual sense. We also see that anointing is with purpose, and it is for a specific purpose. Moses' elders were anointed by the Spirit of God to share the same attributes God had put in Moses. This was done for the purpose of their assisting him in dealing with the people. Joshua received an impartation, an anointing of wisdom from God through Moses for the purpose of stepping into Moses' position of leadership and taking the people into the promised land. Both Moses and Joshua were forerunners, foretellers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses was the deliverer who took the people out of bondage, and Joshua was the one who led them into benefit. God's people were taken out of bondage and into benefit. Little aside, God doesn't ever free us from something without releasing us into something. God's people were taken out of bondage and into benefit. That's certainly a picture of Jesus the Messiah. In the Hebrew language, anointed one translates Mashiach, which means the Messiah. And the anointing is connected to God's purposes. Jesus was consecrated for a purpose. That purpose was to take God's people out of bondage and deliver them into benefit. Having explored the Hebrew, we can now move into the Greek translations of the words anointed and anointing. Being anointed is first said to be oiled with perfume, and this definition comes from the combination of two other Greek words, which we found very interesting. The first is literally first. It's alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, the beginning. It is used in the sense of union, which begs the question, first in union with what? The second word of the combination is fat or grease. And figuratively translates sumptuous. sumptuous is a word that describes something so delectable and extravagant, it defies definition. Its use as an adjective opens the thought process to every wonderful pleasure we can imagine. I don't know about you, but I can clearly see Jesus in this. He is the Alpha, and he is the one who is truly sumptuous. Psalm 16:11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Thank you, Lord.
Love that psalm.
Amen. Amen.
Other Greek words for anointing and anointed mean being consecrated, set apart, smeared or rubbed, handled, and furnished with what is needed, a means or instrument of power, superimposition, an unction, or consecratory gift.
You're just reading the dictionary. I want to say something about superimposition because a lot of people don't understand that word. If you superimpose something, you are putting it on top of something else.
Okay. To shine, having a special endowment of the Holy Spirit. All these meanings clearly are Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. This brings us back to our verse in 1 John. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. We said all that to say this. Having faith in our faith means having faith in Jesus and in what Jesus has done for us.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is our substitute. He took the fall. He made the way. He is the door, and he opened the door. Now let's walk through the door by realizing the wonderful benefits of the great exchange made available to us by faith. The truth is, we don't have a faith problem. We have a word problem. Once we have firmly grasped the magnitude of the great exchange, we can use God's faith effectively. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 5 through 12. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. And we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Hallelujah. I want you to read this last two verses again. Don't miss this. What man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We have the Spirit of God within us to tell us the things of God, the deep things of God, the anointing of the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ comes as we seize the truth of it and appropriate the exchange. Thank you, Lord. I seem pretty basic to somebody out there, but I trust the Holy Spirit to cause a renewal of faith in each one of us, a refreshing of our true identity, and a restoration of truth deep within our hearts as we look again at the faith that overcomes the world, our Messiah, Christ Jesus. I should just say our Messiah Jesus, right? Because Christ does mean the anointed one, which means the Messiah. Okay, thank you, Lord, for that correction. Our Messiah Jesus. Consider Jesus. Those of you who are taking notes, get ready. He died to give us life. We're considering Jesus. He was made sin to make us righteous. He became weak to make us strong. He suffered shame to give us glory. He went to hell to give us heaven. He was condemned to set us free. He took on sickness to give us divine health. He was rejected by God because of our sin, so we could be accepted by God because of his righteousness. Consider Jesus. I'm going to say it again. He died to give us life. He was made sin to make us righteous. He became weak to make us strong. He suffered shame to give us glory. He went to hell to give us heaven. He was condemned to set us free. He took on sickness to give us divine health. He was rejected by God because of our sin, so we could be accepted by God because of his righteousness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's a good word. Nothing whatsoever can compare to so great an exchange. We must steadfastly refuse to believe anything against what has been done for us. The time to exercise faith in our faith is now. We don't wait until doubt leaves to move in faith that overcomes the world.
Amen.
guess what? Doubt doesn't just leave. It must be kicked out. Feed your faith and starve your doubts. Hallelujah. Doubt is a form of fear, and so such doubt is a spirit. If anyone has a doubt problem, if you have a problem believing in your authority as God's representative in the earth, or believing you can actually do the things Jesus did and even greater things, then get rid of the doubt and unbelief. How do we do that? Again, the Word has the answer. Matthew 17, verses 14 to 21. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting.
Thank you, Lord. Because we see Jesus did not fast and pray before casting out the dumb spirit and the boy. He was not telling his disciples they had to fast and pray before casting out that spirit. No. There are religious-minded people who want to respond, well, he was Jesus. I'm not. He didn't fast and pray because he didn't need to. I will boldly say that your reasoning is flawed and your doctrine a little off, because everything Jesus did during his time on earth was done as a man and not as God. Also, there are multiple instances in Scripture where Jesus prayed. This was not one of them. Jesus was not referring to the spirit in the boy. He was referring to the spirit in the disciples. Jesus answered their question as to why they could not cast out the deaf and dumb spirit, because of your unbelief. His words regarding fasting and prayer refer to a spirit of doubt and unbelief. If you want to rid yourself of doubt, then fast and pray. Set aside a time to the Lord to be in his presence without feeding your flesh with food and things of the world. Just you and God together. Worship him, praise him. Read his word out loud to yourself. Get to know him better. It is when we know who he is that we know who we are.
True.
When we know who we are, when we know ourselves as the glory carriers of the anointed one and his anointing, doubt has to go.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Romans chapter 11, verse 19 to 21. You will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not you. So let's consider these two sets of scriptures. In Ephesians, we stand by faith. In Romans, we fall by unbelief. This is our choice. Stand by faith or fall by unbelief. Reading on in Ephesians, the whole armor of God includes the shield of faith, which we can stand behind in safety against the onslaught of our enemy. It's the barrier between us and hell. It is also an offensive weapon as well as a defensive one. We use the shield of faith to push through the enemy's line, turning aside the attacks and taking back what the devil stole from us. Then, having done all to stand, doing all requires all that faith requires. Okay, doing all requires all that faith requires. Giving ourselves to the word, hearing it preached, hearing ourselves confess it, studying it, and then acting on the word. For our faith to be released alive, faith must be mixed with the word. Otherwise, it's dead. Believing compels action. We act as though God's word is true because it is. Amen. And new covenant, higher faith is real. And guess what? We discover the word really is true and the faith really is real. It becomes experiential rather than intellectual knowledge to us, experiential knowledge. Faith moves from head knowledge of mental assent and into heart knowledge of transformation and victory.
Amen. When you get the book in your hand, you're going to be able to study this out. Hallelujah. Pondering the words and really pausing, highlighting, listening to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. In the doing all part, in the doing all part, is the taking unto ourselves the whole armor of God, being fully clothed with every piece of it. Some people say they put on the armor of God every morning. My question would be, why would we ever take it off? Ephesians 6, verses 14 to 17. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Gird our loins with the belt of truth. be fully encircled with this knowledge and assurance. I am who and what God says I am. That's the truth. I'm a saint, not a sinner. I'm an overcomer, not an underdog. I'm strong, not weak. I'm rich, not poor. I am a victor, not a victim. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. That's the truth. The truth is our belt, which holds everything together. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, taking up our inheritance as saints. The breastplate protects the vital organs. Righteousness keeps our hearts and lungs safe. Our very life. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Clothe our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. No longer do we walk according to the course of the world. Now we walk in the peace of God. Peace which has great authority and takes no offense. Above all, take up the shield of faith. It all works by faith, and faith works by love. These two spiritual elements seem to be interchangeable, don't they? Then we have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit as a sort of combo. The mind of Christ and the word of his power, the power of the Holy Spirit, go together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put it on, don't take it off.
Praise the Lord. Doing all includes praying with all manner of prayer, praying in the Spirit, and also with the understanding. The Word is God's part of our prayer life. We must never go back on our prayers by falling into unbelief and speaking a word of doubt behind the Word of God's truth. Don't stop the miracle action of word faith by a confession of doubt or the admission of a doubt into your consciousness. Luke 8, verses 13 through 15. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares of riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Fruit with patience. Doing all includes waiting with perseverance and patience, living the love life of Christ Jesus, pressing through difficult times as we seek unity in the body of Christ and the ministry gifts and anointing God has placed within each one of us. Oftentimes, the standing in faith takes waiting, and waiting takes patience. Hallelujah. James 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 12 through 15. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Peace has authority. This is true in both realms, the natural and the spiritual. As peace has authority, patience has power.
Ooh, that's good.
As peace has authority, patience has power. The power of patience is the power of a sound mind, stable emotions, godly desires, and a resolute will. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess you your souls.
Amen. Pardon me. The power of a sound mind, stable emotions, godly desires, and a resolute will. In your patience, possess you your souls. The power and force of patience is released through a quality threefold decision. We must decide God's word is true and do not compromise it in any way. We must decide to act only in faith and not doubt, having a plan B. We must decide to speak only faith and not negate our words. Hallelujah. The decision to stand in faith and having done all to stand is ours alone. The decision to have faith in our faith, the Lord Christ Jesus, belongs to each individual. I can't make the confession of faith for you. I can't walk your walk for you. I can't zap you with patience. Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, well, what we all want. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. I think that's misprinted. Add to patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. By faith we have peace with God, which produces authority in two realms. By faith we have access to the grace of God, which produces joy that strengthens us. Joy rises even in our times of trouble and affliction. Those times of tribulation produce patience, which has power in two realms. As we persevere through these times, through those times, we gain experience that produces character. Character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint. We stand by faith, and we fall by unbelief. Hallelujah. So let's make the threefold quality decision to have faith in our faith, to do all, and to stand in the power of patience.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end, the final prayer of the book. I encourage you to pray this prayer out loud with me if you would like to make that quality decision, to have faith in your faith, to do all, and to stand in the power of patience. Hallelujah. Once again, we pray out loud. We want those angels to minister to us. We want those demons to flee. And they hear our words. So pray with me if you will. Father God, I understand that the decision to stand in faith, is mine alone. No one can make that decision for me. I choose to step into the quality decision. To believe your word is true. No matter how the situation may appear. I pledge I will not compromise your word. I will act only in faith and not doubt. I will speak only faith. Which activate angels. Not doubt-filled words. Which activate devils. Thank you, Lord, that I am anointed and appointed. To live in faith. To walk by faith. And to stand in faith. Allowing the power of patience to have her perfect work. Thank you that I have within me your Holy Spirit. And that I am ever mindful of Jesus. I consider Jesus. I set my heart on Jesus. And what he has done. And is doing even now. No longer will I consider myself. My weaknesses. The iniquities. The transgressions of my past. Or the uncertainties of my future. My heart is fixed on Jesus. The author and finisher of my faith. He died to give me life. He was made sin that I am made righteous. He became weak that I am made strong. He suffered shame that I have glory. He went to hell to bring me heaven. He was condemned to set me free. He took on sickness so that I am in health. He was rejected that I am accepted. I consider Jesus.
I consider Jesus.
It's not about what I did wrong anymore.
Not about what I did wrong anymore.
It's about what he did right.
About what he did right.
Thank you for changing my focus, Father.
Thank you for changing my focus, Father.
I break all agreement with doubt and unbelief.
I break all agreement with doubt and unbelief.
I stop the mouth of the liar.
Stop the mouth of the liar.
I refuse to speak his words.
I refuse to speak his words.
I pledge to do all to stand.
I pledge to do all to stand.
And having done all.
Having done all.
I will stand and wait.
And wait.
In the authority of peace.
In the authority of peace.
With the mind of Christ.
With the mind of Christ.
Girded about with the belt of truth.
Girded about with the belt of truth.
Covered by righteousness.
Covered by righteousness.
Shielded by faith.
Shielded by faith.
And brandishing the sword of the Spirit of God.
And brandishing the sword of the Spirit of God.
I will stand.
I will stand.
In the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
I make this declaration.
I make this declaration.
Amen.
Amen.
And I, folks, am undone.
You're undone?
I'm undone. Praise God. The anointing right now is so heavy. Thank you, God. Thank you. I'm undone.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
What great love. What great love.
We're in conversation. Okay, if you have a question or comment about the book or about it, of course, we can't take a whole dissertation tonight, but if you do have things to add, we're interested in hearing your opinions, and you can even email them to us or text them to us, or you can speak tonight and give a little quick statement concerning your perspective. Anything you got to say, this is the time. You can unmute by hitting *6. The comments or questions, *6.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Phil and Vicky. Hallelujah. I will not undo or take off my armor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Phil and Vicky, so much. You have
that
freed
much.
Me.
Freed Hallelujah.
Me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, refresh, Lord.
Salvation and freedom. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Move mightily. Move mightily. Gird her up, Lord.
It's so sweet.
Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Joan. I just want to say that was very special. I didn't get to hear a lot of it, so I don't know. When Vicky gets time, I'd love to get a copy of it sent to me if she has time. Okay. But thank you. And I will listen Friday night when I can, but what I heard was really, really, really a blessing. So thank you. Love you both.
Oh, love you. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Nancy. He wants to what? She said something about Friday night, but if you want the link, just text Becky and she'll send it to you.
Yeah, I want the link, but I said that I would also listen to it on Friday night, but I would love to have the link or something too. That's what I said. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless.
Good evening, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Another amazing, amazing, amazing night. It was all just so wonderful. I love the part where you said, why would you ever take it off? That's so good. Because I do hear that a lot. I put on my armor every day before I leave. Like, why would you take it off, amen?
Amen.
Love you all.
Eat it when we sleep, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Marie.
Well, this is what happens. This is what happens when you really, truly consider Jesus. When you put your heart into that, you really consider what he has done for us. You're undone. You're undone. I'm undone. I don't know. Hallelujah.
I know I am. Always. So amazing. What a gift every day. Like, just the more we love him, the more let's get to unwrap a gift every day from him.
Amen.
He is the gift. He is the gift.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the beautiful part about that is that he has made each and every one of us a gift.
Absolutely.
We are gifts. We are gifts.
We are
oh,
gifts.
Thank you, Jesus.
And to each other, we're gifts.
Who else has something to say tonight? Unmute your phone if that's you. Or if you just want to let us know you are here. Oh, God bless God.
Happy Greenfield. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our godly family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey.
I missed the big part. May I ask for a recording of it?
Yes, I will send you.
Thank you.
The link. Have you? When is your flight back?
This Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because people at church were asking when you were going back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it would be this week, yeah. Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Was that Kathy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Kathy.
No.
It's Becky, Rebecca.
Oh,
I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you.
That's all right.
She'll be back.
I'm coming. I'm gonna take Vicky.
I'll be back.
I'm gonna get Vicky a buddy pass, and we'll fly over to the Philippines.
I'm taking you to the Philippines,
Becky.
Becky's taking you to the Philippines.
Yeah, could I have that in writing?
Is that in writing?
Yeah, you'll have to get it in writing for sure. We would have to get you a buddy pass.
Okay,
and
fine.
And we fly standby.
Okay.
And I've got my passport is expired. I've got to get a new passport.
Mine is too. I'd have to get another passport. Okay.
Yeah,
who else has something to say tonight? Who else?
Buddy pass is we both go free, but it might take us 2 days to get there.
Well, praise God.
Okay.
Anybody else?
It was good. You know me, I've got questions about everything, but I'll wait for the book.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Either that or we can talk about it another time.
I always If I got questions, I reach out. Thank you.
I know that's true. Praise the Lord.
If I do it too much, y'all lovingly can say stop.
If you do it too much, we will lovingly tell you to stop.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, and God bless you, and wow, you guys have been anointed to speak so much to so many. What a blessing.
Real quick, Becky, who's speaking, got baptized this week in Little River Springs in,
wow,
in North Alberta. Awesome day.
It was Becky, an awesome day.
With it,
congratulations,
all.
Becky.
Praise God. It was beautiful. I'm grateful. I feel I have a new breathing. I breathe differently. I see differently. I'm speaking differently.
Hallelujah. Love manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you guys for baptizing me, and what a joyous day. And
I can enjoy that every week.
Oh, I think I'm bringing my tenet over. I'm going to try to bring Emery over.
Yeah, okay. That'll be good. Just let us know when.
Well,
okay.
I told him today.
Right,
and
not tonight.
Bye.
We're gonna pray out now. Okay.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your input. Have a God-filled, glorious night, Father. We just thank you for your word today. We thank you that it pierces our heart. Thank you for this book. Thank you for the anointing on this book. Thank you that you prosper it. Thank you that you prosper your people that hear your word, that you give them a hunger for more, Lord, more of you, less of us, more of you, Lord.
Thank you that you prosper us that we can print it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that it is in your hands, and we trust you, and we know that you have a good purpose for it, and it's going to be out very shortly. God willing, and he is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we've enjoyed this evening. We've enjoyed this book, and we will keep you all posted as to when it's available. And
Phil, will you do the benediction?
I'm about to do that. Yep.
Okay, good.
Mute out. Thank you. Somebody needs to mute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Aaron, the high priest in Israel, blessed the people of Israel, the children of God, in Numbers, the sixth chapter, known as the Aaronic benediction, we close with that tonight, as we do each and every one of our teachings, with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English. So God bless you as you hear. Hallelujah. This is God's blessing on you for believing in him. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav v'lecha. Ifuneka. Yisar Adonai panav v'lecha. V'yasem lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Give you shalom. And I always add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for all your people who receive it. I ask you to encamp your angels around them this week in my God-filled, glorious week with opportunities to speak your name, opportunities to grow your kingdom and be blessed, opportunities to shine your glory on the earth in this hour. Thank you, Lord, for that. We give you all the honor and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. We will be back in the morning, 7:15, for the King's Table. Again, Friday night, 8:30, with this message as the Holy Spirit brings it. We love you all.
Praise God. Thank you.
Love you. Good night.
Bye. Love you too. Love you all.
Bye. Love you.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Mitch, thanks for being here, brother.
Good night, brother.
Good
night, sister. Thank you.
Night.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, all.